This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3854, for Thursday, the 11th of May, 2023. Today's show is entitled 2022-2023 New Year's Show, episode 7. It is part of the series HPR New Year Show. It is hosted by HPR volunteers and is about 120 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is 2022-2023 New Year's Show, where people come together and chat.
Can I tell a drunken analogy?
What were you going to tell a drunken analogy? I wouldn't say anything to a drunken analogy myself.
Yes, but I could. And yes, you could stop me if you wish.
I'm a bit far away to restrain you.
In fact, this one's unanimous. If any single person stops me, I'll be stopped. So I've been breeding cherry shrimp. They're red shrimp, but not like super high quality red. And I've had them for about a year now, and they're super dope. And you have to cull them. You have to take out some that you don't like and, you know, give them to the pet store so other people can buy them and stuff and house them. And it's really cool. But the tree gets too thin, and you have to, you know, buy somebody else's cherry shrimp every once in a while. And that's what just happened here when Talia showed up. She is the new cherry shrimp because our branches get too thin sometimes.
Speak for yourself. My branches are just fine, thank you.
I think my tail has big enough muscles to make up for that, so.
You know, have y'all ever checked out the Habsburg family tree?
Aren't they the blue? No, they're the ones with the chin, right?
I haven't looked at the tree, but I've seen the results. And
it's more like a telephone pole.
Jay Leno and Doug DeMuro. I thought Doug was Jay Leno's son.
Well, the Habsburgs all died out, so that he couldn't be Jay Leno.
They
all died out.
No.
They spread out first.
They did not die out. They are still around in Austria, because I know this because my girlfriend works with someone who's married to a Habsburg.
Oh.
How inbred are they? Are they like...
Well, no more than 50%.
Don't worry, they branched out. Yeah, they're fine. Their chins are barely noticeable now, and they've got most of their limbs.
And I bet they're delicious to nibble on.
Well, inbreeding in, like, West Virginia and shit, but West Virginia ain't got shit on European nobility.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's a family in West Virginia that has blue skin.
You don't even need to go into British nobility to get inbreeding. You just need to go to Cambridge with the highest rate of inbreeding in Europe.
Oi, mate, I don't like that language. We're not peasants anymore. You can't call us that. We're serfs.
Serfs, betrothed. Siblings, call it what you like. It's a new day and age, love.
Well, we know that the British like to think of Ancestry.com as a dating site.
All joking aside, I think it's Denmark has such a small genetic pool that they actually have an app, a dating app, that tries to ensure that they don't end up sleeping with one of their family members.
All joking aside, that is
also
brilliant.
Eastern Kentucky has that.
I'm from California. We have better serfs.
Well, let's just hope that Denmark got to it soon enough before Kentucky did.
I could be wrong about which Scandinavian country it is, but one of them has this app, and I just found that very funny.
Iceland. Scandahoovians. As the name for the big bubble of all of them, Scandahoovians. They're a proud and respectable people.
Yeah, I'm...
And they love Christmas.
I'm half West Virginian.
I'm at least a quarter to 3/8 Scandahoovian, so, you know.
By the way, miss, I'll give you full credit for...
She gave me the headset back.
Breaking up the conversation.
Okay.
The reason I was ducking in and out and muting myself is it was feeling entirely too much like home. That is not a compliment.
Well, no, he was trying to talk to you again, but, you know, you're not on here right now. Install Mom on your phone and join the conversation with me.
I got a compliment for you, Joe. Your daughter is phenomenal. How much were you sweating? Did you pull your collar at all when she was like, he's not that way?
No. I don't even know if I was in the room when she said that.
Wow, you definitely need to listen back to the recording. She is dope. Okay. She's very sharp.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
She said you were running Windows, Joe.
Well, I do have one machine that dual boots, and so it's true that I have a Windows machine, and my work machine runs yeah, Windows.
But I
what
told
she
her...
didn't tell you is that she runs Linux on her laptop.
No, but just a heads up, because you know, just warning, we you know, it's all love here. I mm-hmm. told her you spelled it without a Z.
Called Windows without
That's
a Z?
That's blasphemy.
A little bit.
I told her you said that, and the only part that hurt her feelings, she's, no, my dad would not say sorry about that. He doesn't say sorry.
Are you saying I don't say sorry?
He's as beautiful and sharp as any mm-hmm. classic Japanese sword.
That's a deep compliment. That takes, you know, processing. This one.
And by the way, the sword that they always carry is the short one.
Y'all, I done made a nice looking Kalashnikov.
50 cal?
Kalashnikov?
There actually is a project to make a 50 cal Kalashnikov.
Yeah, but that dude's a shitbag, and so I don't care about that. It's one of those things, I don't care how cool the thing you're doing is. If you're enough of an asshole, you can get fucked.
I'm pretty sure there is a project to make a Nike into a 50 cal, but I mean, you know, that's just normal redneck.
I saw a video, two videos, and I think it was a third, and they're like 40 minutes each, and sat and watched mystified, where a guy somewhere in the North Pacific Islands cut apart multiple single cylinder engines, four stroke engines, and welded them together into a V4, and that mofo was hardcore. Like that, just hours and hours and hours of TIG welding globs of metal where he needed metal, and then machining it back to the shape he needed, and just unfriggin' believable. Like bare feet, no shirt, you know, dust in the lens, the camera lens.
Could have just run a four rotor Wankel and been, you know, twin turboed.
Yeah, actually, except for more than the cost of a six pack of can returns.
Actually, some years ago, I got a book on Barrett rifles, and which are 50 cal. And one of the shooters was a 16-year-old young lady.
It was very nice meeting you, Spora.
Have a nice night. Have a nice night. I'll come in and tell you.
Never. Stop with the teddy bear talk. I don't need a teddy bear. I've got so many teddy bears.
I did this all the time. I'll come in with your teddy bear in a little bit. I'll give you a little kiss on the forehead.
No!
At the end of the minute, dear!
Glenn, make him stop. You're responsible for him while I'm gone.
We'll be in a minute, honey. Here's your teddy bear.
I hate all of you.
Have a good night, Spurs.
We hate you too. Have a good night.
Wait till you see what you do. What we do when you're gone.
Well, I won't know because I'll be asleep with my.
It'll
teddy
be a
bear.
Naked party. Wait, what?
Somebody will send you a clip.
Wait, I thought it was already a naked party.
That's true. This is audio only. It's not like ours, so you can have video.
Anyone who will admit to wearing pants is lying.
I don't have pants. Wait, what?
Well, I don't have pants. I have shorts, so you know.
Oh, thank goodness that guy's gone. George.
Yes.
Tell me about the teddy bears.
Well, it's
we just talk
you
each other
to be part
into
of taking
teddy bears.
Coffee in the audio section. Sometimes I do that. Like Matt, who was in here earlier, the guy from France. He'll be like, "It's time for me to go to bed now." I'm like, "I'll be in a little bit, and I'll give you a teddy bear, tuck you in, and kiss you in the forehead."
Oh, I love that. I've got to find you so I can subscribe.
Say it's all a part also, of being part of Tech and Coffee. You know, that's all.
What happens in the gulag stays in the gulag.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
Type it in the chat for me, please.
What,
tech
where we are?
And coffee.info.
Oh, techandcoffee.info. Techandcoffee.info.
Oh, there's always the Tech and Coffee Telegram channel or the Tech and Coffee Discord channel. Or we've got a lot of Tech and Coffee people on Mastodon now.
Yeah, we run it. It's Moss, run like a hippie commune because that's you know what we're like.
Moss, how could you expect me to type that fast when I already asked you to repeat it once? That's just
what am
unkind.
I trying to repeat? I thought it was George you were trying to get to repeat.
Hold on, give me a second.
Yeah, but as soon as I started typing it, you started telling me, and it's the same thing with this, and the same thing over here, and the same thing over there.
Tech and copy.
I lost my locomotive of.
Are you in Mastodon?
Ideology.
Are you in Mastodon?
Yeah, but I couldn't even tell you the name. Mastodon is so cumbersome for me, and I can't master it. So I don't use it more often than I need to keep it from being canceled on me.
Well, I've got two Mastodon channels.
But you can put it in the chat. Oh, you just did. Thank you. Sorry, I'm a Luddite, but it's not intentional.
That's well, okay. We'll smack you around. That's what we do. Wait, what?
Ooh, hey, that's my love language. Thank you.
Hey, the smack arounds are free in our community. Think of it as a hippie community. Back in the day, somebody wrote an article about us. This is when we were in Google Plus. That we were like a cult, so we felt like we needed a deity. So if you talk to Rose, our bot in there, and you say Marty Moose, she'll say all praise Marty Moose, because we decided to make Marty Moose our deity.
Marty Moose is cool. Clark was
all praise Marty Moose. Anyways, but no.
Well, Clark was not the coolest dude to hang out with long term. You know, in small bites, he'd be the funnest guy in the world.
Maybe.
Wait.
You guys were talking about names. Does anybody know what my name means?
Do you have a podcast?
I used to, we had a bunch of podcasts at one point. I haven't podcasted in a while though, since I retired. Before that, actually, we had Tech News Week. We had, Glenn, what was that? The freaking Android one. Android Weekly, was it?
Android Journal,
my God. I don't even know the fucking podcast. I'm swearing in somebody else's podcast.
All hail Marty Moose.
All hail Marty Moose. I've been in half a dozen before pandemic with Jazz. We did Tux and Coffee for a while to match with Tech and Coffee. We did about three or four of those episodes, and the pandemic kind of hit and killed us all. And he's a doctor, so you know.
Damn.
It's not like I can find time to do a podcast with him.
That's a
imagine trying to find shoes. Time for a podcast during a pandemic that just
not only that, but my job was making me do like 12-hour days because they laid off everyone that wasn't like vaccinated. And they were like, "You're vaccinated." I'm like, "But we're all working from home. Who cares who's vaccinated?"
George, I got to be the eternal optimist here. Listen, another PhD co-host who's interested in what you are interested in and is clever and funny and knows how to use a microphone. When God closes the door on one PhD co-host who's clever and uses a microphone, he opens the door on another. So patience, my friend, patience.
No, you know what? I don't even care anymore. I retired myself last year. And I mean, I made enough money throughout my life, so I don't have to do much. I just sit here drinking scotch with you guys right now. It's the only thing I'm doing right now.
Oh, but for the rest of us, that would have been a really cool conversation to sit in on, for a year or two.
Exactly. You know what, though? I mean,
at one point, we were the unofficial help desk of Google Plus.
Oh, yeah, no.
And that was Google Plus.
That was actually true. Somebody wrote an article about that, too. Yeah, there was because all these different things were said. We were one of the biggest tech communities in Google Plus in the little community thing. Even though I think about, I'm gonna say, Glenn, if I have to go out on a limb, between dead accounts and bots, Soviet fembots, we probably had. I mean, remove about 80,000 of those accounts were like garbage.
Oh, probably. That's being moderate. Yeah.
So you were the unofficial spam receptacles.
Well, no, actually, this is where Kieran comes in.
No, listen, don't say no. That's exactly what Kieran, it was. Take pride in it. Yes, we were.
We were. Okay. But Kieran Sporif in here, he's now, what is he, 28, 29 now? I've known him since he was 17 years old, which sounds really scary when you think about it. But he would come in. He would hang out with us.
I've known questionable people at least twice that long.
Well, he was a kid. He came in and he would tell us, because we had most of the admins were in the States, one or two in the UK and stuff, and one in France. And he would tell us like, "Oh, this guy's like doing bad things like at this hour or something." I'm like, "Okay, I'm sick and tired of this bullshit. You're a fucking admin now." just kill them, okay?
And honestly, he was probably one of our most active admins.
Oh, yeah, no, he probably murdered more of the people than I. I don't even want to know the body count he had.
Okay, here's a weird thing, okay? Like, sort of the point of your story, what you just said, if somebody's interested in a job, go ahead and give them that job. isn't it weird how hard it is and how unique an individual that lesson is to learn on your own? And then when you're in a room full of people who know that, it's so obvious. It's like a facepalm.
Well, he's freaking smart. I mean, you saw that. He's a freaking Doogie Howser, for crap's sake. But, you know, he would come in. He was a kid hanging out with a bunch of adults. And we had video chats and hangouts at the time. And we had like 3 hangouts going at simultaneously. That's how Bobby, that's 30 people, because the hangouts only held 10 at one point. So, he would come in. And when we started the community, when they came out with, so do you remember when Google Plus started communities the day it started, more or less?
No, what I need a quick reminder. What was Google Plus?
So Google Plus was Facebook.
Did they have the thing that was called a Wave, and everyone went?
Was before all that. Wave
and
was,
everyone yeah, was Wave. Like, oh, just like Firefly.
Okay, so prediction Google Plus true. Was like Twitter and Facebook had a child, and it made it better.
Oh, but, yes,
that okay. was actually okay. good. Yeah.
So they no, I, they incorporated okay. Hangouts, and that's how we all met. I created a Hangout called Tech and Coffee one day for video because I work from home. I've been working from home for years. So I work from home. Like, you get really bored when you work from home.
You do.
So
you know
I created
what's incredible
a video
about?
Hangout, and a bunch of people joined, and we created a community after that.
You know what's the most incredible part about that story?
What?
My best buddy in the whole world, except for one other guy, they're like even, but in completely different ways. Like my best buddy in the whole world. I trust with anything in the whole world. Was on Google Plus and gave me an invite, and I was like, nah, no thank you.
You could have been part of Tech and Coffee, but I mean, it was my favorite.
I missed out, you're
thing.
Right, but I don't think he knew about Tech and Coffee. His motives were ulterior to your own.
Yeah, no, I mean, but I mean, we had a lot of people join.
Wait, are you talking about, hey George, who was that guy that was always talking about monetizing?
Oh, that was Carl Brereton. He ran the Hangout show, and he always hit me up on the side. He's like, because we were like maybe a tad more popular, he would run people like 24/7 into Hangouts to try to monetize it. He's trying to sell shirts, all that stuff. Like people in our community tried to do that too. Because I was brought up near Woodstock, New York, so I'm like a fucking hippie, and I married a hippie. So,
you ever been to Woodstock, New Hampshire?
No, I've never heard of this. Is no, never heard of that.
This is your about
where
to put
I used
in
to
a
live.
Time
He's
frame.
Been up there.
That's
a fucking hippie town.
They're both still there.
It's a fucking hippie. Is not where I used to close to where I used to live a hippie town. Is that not a hippie town?
It's like Wichita, New Hampshire. Yeah, it's a hippie town too.
It's a hippie town.
It's a total different kind.
So you know, but I don't know. I mean, we ran it like a hippie thing, and he was like, "Let's monetize this," and he's like, "We should get together." And the only reason he wanted that is because anytime I started, he would run it 24/7. I would come in, start it up, or somebody else would, and then people would flock to it. And he got really pissed off at that. And I was just like,
no,
he's like, let's try to sell shirts or do things or whatever. I'm like, look, man, I'm not after monetizing this crap, you know? And I put in my own money for a lot of things. Like I'd send people shirts and stickers and shit like
I
that because
I love sending
like,
shirts
why
and stickers.
Why should I make people pay for this garbage?
I just found a box of shirts and stickers yesterday, last night. I and not only that, but the HPR table banner. Holy shit, I can't believe you brought that up, and I was trying to interrupt you with some other dumb joke.
That's okay,
I just
that's okay. Anybody want stickers? I got about 3,000.
I'd love a set. Yeah.
I can set you some stickers, yeah.
Can I send you something in return?
Yeah, we've got stickers. We got plenty.
Oh, wait. I'll tell you. You know, I have tons of HPR stickers because I get them. But the HPR stickers I got were
you don't
when
have,
I was in Og Camp in the UK.
Which
I will take. I love
you don't
when
have
I
the
sit down
HPR
and I get an HPR sticker on my laptop, people move away from me.
Yes. Okay, you have the Klaatu stickers.
Yeah, when it says hacker on it, and anything that says hacker, just
yeah, and people don't understand. I used to have one of those. You're just trying to break into the federal government or something.
Well, okay. I mean, I'm using Linux. It's definitely a hacker software, as somebody once said in a movie.
Yeah, when they see what they saw on what was that TV show?
Mr. Robot.
Oh, Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot. They see the Kali Linux thing on my wallpaper.
I'm gonna
say, like,
no,
get away.
The HPR
out of everything,
stickers.
Mr. Robot is the most accurate of movies or TV shows that
only the first season depictions.
Yeah, the first season is extremely accurate when it comes to a lot of the technology that they show.
No, the first season is a story written around real life. It should have said based on real events. And the story surrounding it was completely different, and it was all different people. But all the hacks, all the events, those were all like Kevin Mitnick hacks. And I think I saw, maybe I'm just a fanboy. Maybe I imagined it. I thought I saw a Whitey Cracker hack in there. It was all real things.
Yeah, it's funny because people see that wallpaper, but then there's the start menu on the bottom, because like when I'm at work and if people have an iPhone that has too much data on it and they can't transfer all the data, like
you have to have a start.
I plug it into iTunes, download it, and then upload it to their new phone. But yeah, it's just hilarious because people are always like, oh, there's Kali Linux. Oh, God, no, he's a hacker. I'm like, no, I'm not. Well, yeah, I am, but no, I'm not.
Well, hold on. Kali Linux, that's just the wallpaper. As far as the start menu is concerned, you really need it since CrunchBang shut down.
Oh, my God, I miss CrunchBang so much. Like the old CrunchBang, not the...
I have a good story about whatever the new one. But I won't say.
Listen, my wife doesn't even know what Linux is, and she misses CrunchBang. She would see it running and go, I like that one.
Philip's in our community. Philip's in Tech and Coffee.
Yeah, CrunchBang, I know. I've talked with him a couple of times. I told him I wish CrunchBang was, I wish it wasn't whatever labs it is now. I was like, dude, I love CrunchBang so much. Bunsen Labs
isn't bad either.
Hold on.
Bunsen Labs is pretty good.
Hold on. Old Man Pokey is going to sit your voice down. He used to come on the New Year's Eve show and talk with us.
Oh, cool.
Oh, probably. He seems pretty cool.
And so did his wife. Dude, check out
Becky. Becky and me. Oh, my gosh. This picture, Becky, I don't know what it is. We hang out. And I don't know. I mean, it's weird. Every time I'm over there, it's really cool.
I believe they came on the second and third and maybe fifth, maybe fourth. I don't remember. The HPR New Year's Eve show. They were there. They were part of it, helping it to work. They were so dope. Wow.
Yeah, they are great people. They're probably some of the best people I know.
Yeah, this is only my third HPR.
Period.
Is this a live show? Because I'm in
this is
in
live.
The,
this is live.
Ah, right, no,
it's only.
So I'm walking up. This is in Farnham in the UK. I'm walking up to where the event is, and I'm about 2 hours early. I usually work the event, not like a prostitute. Anyway, so I'm walking up, and I have Linux. What was it? My Linux elitist whatever shirt on. And his daughter runs up and she goes, he's got a Linux shirt on, or he's got a Penguin shirt on.
Please
and
tell
he comes
us.
Up to me
wait.
And he's wearing a CrunchBang shirt. And I
tell
said,
us you didn't tell her about the
teddy bears. Oh, you like CrunchBang? And he goes, I am CrunchBang.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, shit.
Pokey, while you're pulling the old age card, how old are you?
How old am I? I'm 59 now.
That's not old in this group.
No, you know what? I mean, I don't feel like I'm old.
Okay, then
oh, no.
He
it's
honestly doesn't
group.
Act
it's,
like
it's
he's old
in this group. It's just the whole thing is, Moss, is you're ancient in this group.
Well, I don't know if George is older than me.
Well, Moss, then having heard the rest of the room's answer to the question, chronologically, I am probably the youngest person in the room. But HPR
how old are you?
I was there for the first New Year's Eve show. I'll just say that.
How old are you?
40 middle-ish.
Forty middle. Why are you afraid to say your age? I said my number.
I'm under 40. So.
I'm not under 40, but I'm 41. So.
God, I miss 41. That was a good age.
Yeah, that was almost 30 years ago.
God, you are older than me. I didn't know that. That much.
I just turned 70 in early December.
Really? No, I didn't think you would be 70. No,
I didn't think I would be either, but it happened.
Yeah, many years ago, if I had told myself I would live to the age of 40, I would have laughed my ass off in front of me and been like, "You're nuts."
I have pictures of my 40th birthday. It was me and my wife and a few people, and I look at this because it's hanging on my wall in my bedroom, and I'm like, God, that was so long ago.
Y'all want to hear about my new project that I finished the last one?
I was only afraid to say my age in case I counted wrong and told you a lie. Yes, what's your new project, Pirate?
So I got an order of PC cardboards in from PCBWay the other day, and today I got in all the shit from Mauser, and yeah, I'm about to solder together the first part of the analog computer I designed.
Well, that beats the hell out of my project. All I did was screw a fan to a ceiling so my wife could pedal her exercise bike.
PCBY, that sounds like a yogurt joint.
PCBY.
You stay.
They it's a custom PC board place.
They became.
Oh, they do way more than PCBs. They do CNC. They do a whole bunch of stuff now. There, it's ridiculous what they offer, and at good prices too. Not that this stock, is a paid advertisement.
Their stock fell off the map when they became PCBY Treats, so they are unfamiliar to some of us.
Yes, probably. Yeah.
Well, that's because they added sprinkles.
Anyway, I'm building an analog computer to my own design.
Yeah, the fact that they didn't have the rainbow sprinkles really ticked me off, and I just had to walk away.
I was in a crisis scenario one time involving rainbow sprinkles.
I don't know how to react to that.
Then neither did I, and I still kind of don't. I'm still struggling with it. I mean, I'm working on it. It's not a struggle. It's, you know.
When did you first notice this problem?
Yeah, your therapist just came in. Oh, here we go.
Well, how long have you hated your mother?
I never hated my mother, but
about 20 odd years now. Why do you ask?
I can name a couple other mothers that I hate.
Oh, that's not my mother.
No, it was when I moved to Ohio for college, just fresh out of high school. My girlfriend came with me out in Ohio. We went into an ice cream shop, and she wanted Jimmy's. And they looked at her like, "What the hell is Jimmy's?" And she looked at me, and I said, "Sprinkles." And they looked at me and said, "Wait, what the hell?" Neither, they didn't know what Jimmy's were, and we didn't know what sprinkles were. And it was a crazy thing. And then they were rainbow sprinkles, and we both left very confused. It was a crisis.
I'm sorry that you went to Ohio, because that's just the worst place on earth.
Going You're the back only between person the north that's and ever south
understood
and...
the point of that story. Proteus, I've missed every Ohio Linux Fest for the sole reason is that I swore off Ohio. I never go there again. I drive around it if I had to get to the other side.
I live in Kentucky, and the only reason I go through Ohio is because I go up to upstate New York every so often. And I do about 110 through Ohio just because I don't want to be there.
How far off I-75 are you?
I love everyone.
I'm not far away from Lexington.
Well, I'm down. I'm outside of Knoxville.
Okay. I'm just letting you know, Joe handed me the headset.
He's like, I'm done with these people.
Is that like a mistake? I mean, did he just say, like, I can't deal with this and moved on with his life?
Well, it would be great if his speaker or if his wires were long enough for him to, you know, work the bench and be able to talk to you guys at the same time.
And when you tell him to get a Bluetooth headset, that means what?
It means he has a workbench so big he doesn't know how to solder wires together.
He definitely does weights.
Oh, that okay.
Yeah, he's a pounder. Yeah,
but he's not doing them now with the intention of avoiding us.
No,
he's doing them now because he does them now, and then he'll be back when he's done with his number of lifts.
Yeah, he does this all day.
Yeah, he does it during mint casts sometimes.
Sounds questionably healthy.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing in here.
It works great for stress relief, apparently.
Mm.
How much stress relief do you need?
Living with me can be stressful, but I was going to say you work, too.
So I keep testing a theory in Mastodon. I post a picture of my cat saying, happy, meow year. I'm pouring out my cat.
I've actually written a couple of cat filks.
Cat what?
I am a filker, and you can look that up in Wikipedia. There is rather an extensive page on what filk is.
Probably better than you describing it to me here now.
I don't know. Yeah, the word just went somewhere else in my head.
So. Well, the general concept is that it's the music of the science fiction and fantasy literary community.
Oh, you guys should seriously consider rebranding. That is a really bad name.
Well, originally it was folk and someone typoed.
Yeah, but it's unintentionally, like, magnetically negative. You really should consider rebranding.
We've been using it too long to rebrand now.
No such thing.
It's been filk since the 40s.
No, well, someone came in and stole your name and made it mean something that you don't want to be associated with. I would still consider it.
So is that like pawning? You know, is that the whole thing?
You can be the artist formerly known as Pilk and do no. like a
Pilk F.
Yeah, like it's a silent F. Thank you. With like you know,
an Icelandic artist, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well,
doesn't make Prince irrelevant. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
I thought Prince was always irrelevant. A black man in Minnesota?
Oh, God. Okay. Did not know this got into a racist talk.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Sorry. It was not wow. intended to be racist.
I'm going to go hang out with my cat now.
Yeah.
And, looks like, hey, cat, come here. I need to pet on you and not feel racist. Wait, what?
Okay. My cat's probably racist anyway. She hates all of humankind.
Foot, she hates it. Yeah.
100 much, yeah. points to Proteus for being the first one to say it. Thank you, Proteus. In fact,
you're welcome.
Thank you so much. 200 points for Proteus for being the first one to say it.
Woohoo! Wait, what's the highest point range we're at so far?
Have you ever watched Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yes, the points don't matter. Yep.
All I can say is all my cats are black. So
wait a minute. I dispute that. The points absolutely matter. There's just no range.
Oh, okay. So if you come in what do you like do three your episodes before the end, you're screwed. Gotcha.
What do you fry your eggs on if you have no egg?
I'm just trying to figure out how I turned the corner and got here. I'm just saying.
Oh, this isn't Tala. This is Jackie.
I knew that wasn't Tala. I was going to ask. Your voice is not as...
Well, it was a female at Joe's residence. We aren't sure who it is because we can't see you.
That's okay. Well, Tala is my mini-me.
Your voice was not as surprising as Tala's. We're expecting a lot out of you. She blew us out of the water.
That's okay. It is perfectly fine that way. She's been doing that. I mean, dude, the best one was when she had the new assistant vice principal at the school convinced that she was in second grade and had this lady going all year. And she was like, I love your daughter. She's so articulate and so sweet. And I can't believe she's in second grade. And I'm like, I don't have a second grader. Well, and then and the principal and me just looking at her were like, she got you. Because the time she was in fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, it's very impressive for a fifth grader to pretend to be a second grader. But she just came into a room full of us and pretended to be a PhD, and we were sold.
Did you just, you just trying to sell them your imaginary PhD?
Imaginary?
I didn't.
She's like, what's imaginary about it? They fell for it. I am.
She wrote me a prescription.
If we fall for it, it's not imaginary to us. We believe it.
She wrote me a prescription. Was that wrong?
She said, if you can.
This is the United States, and this is the government, so this could be legal.
We have nothing to do with the government, but she pulled a catch me if you can. So
you got to watch for her. Her sense of humor is really dry.
I'm not watching for her. I like the prescription she gave me. It's what I think will fix it.
You know, apparently, if you have a dry sense of humor, that's an early sign of Alzheimer's. So,
well, it's New Year's Eve. There aren't too many people around here that are very dry.
I pray to God the rest of Alzheimer's is as fun as the dry sense of humor.
I prefer the sarcastic sense of humor.
Actually,
I didn't say sarcasm was better than dry. I just said I hope Alzheimer's is as fun as dry.
Oh, no, you got to get her going when she's mean and you're sarcastic and she's pissed off at you. Then she's just hilarious.
No, I have enough of that in my life. I don't need... I'm sorry.
You don't need another sassy teenager?
I don't need another sassy teenager.
Are you trying to get rid of one?
I got one who hates you.
Sassy six-year-old. I don't need a sassy teenager. Thank you.
I got two sassy girl teenagers, and then I've got a 12-year-old who thinks he's 16. Oh, and he tries to talk under his breath like I can't hear him.
Oh, you Mother Teresa.
Excuse me. That six-year-old is a teenager.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
In a really depressing sense, unless you meant something else.
No, she is quite the angel, but she does have her moments where I'm like, wow, where did that come from?
Oh, I thought you meant something else.
Did she do the whole snap and the yes with it too?
No, she doesn't do the snap. She knows better than the snap, but she knows sarcasm better than I did at like 20. So she's got it down pretty good.
She reminds me of a friend of mine who was semi-orphaned for when very young, or her mother was very sick and her grandmother had to take care of her. That girl at 5 was about 22.
Yeah.
She was She was a managing body from, you know, knee-high to a grasshopper. A short grasshopper.
And well, I think anytime kids deal with medical, it's like they grow up and they're like years ahead of their peers. There's days I swear to God my middle one is actually the eldest.
Actually, the young lady that I spoke with a while ago, I described it like the short katanas, beautiful, short, and razor sharp.
Yeah, that was Tala.
Yep, that was my little one. That's my Tala. That's my middle one.
Tala the short is her full title, if you want to do it with
just Tala the short.
Yes,
the shorter. But that makes it longer.
Well, it's the whole thing about short girls. We're closer to hell. We got the emperor to match too.
You know,
and Tala's barely 5 foot.
No, Proteus called out Moss when he shouldn't have gone there, and I'm calling you out. You shouldn't go there.
Oh no, I was calling out. She was like, "We're shorter to hell." I was like, "Oh, okay."
Actually.
Closer to hell, but yeah, it just reminds me of
somebody from a bulletin board that I knew, who was during the day. She was a medical facility administrator. On weekends, she was a role player when she wasn't an NRA pistol instructor.
Well, you definitely, Tala would definitely like to talk to you about that, but she was an archer.
Mm.
I
watched Archer. That was fun.
Actually, this lady, well, let's say it was a 50 Shades type bulletin board, and this lady followed what orders she felt like following. And if she didn't feel like following orders, well, she could part your hair at about the top of your nose.
So we're just saying dominatrix. Gotcha.
She sounds like the perfect person to bring home with me.
Dom, doobie, right, dom, dom.
Short girl that if she didn't like your orders, would part your hair with her pistol. She'd fit right in here. Yeah, we'll give her prize room.
Because this was online and she was already committed, I never actually saw this person, but she rewrote the definition of submissive in my mind. Like, there are iron bars that are, she could be soft as silk, but that was only when she chose to be. Sort of like, you know, a relaxed anaconda.
I don't want to break in.
Oh, we missed Newfoundland Labrador.
No, we
had 3 minutes.
No, I think we did that. Oh, wait, no, we didn't do Newfoundland. He's right. We missed it. Mother.
Keith, leave your mother out of it.
I was going to say Mother Fudger. Wait.
Son of a Pete.
Zorging
ice hole.
Hey, just like for a quick visual, I think it's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of us active in the room right now. Just flash your mic if you're a podcaster of any stretch of the imagination.
Flash your mic?
Wait, does this, how about podcaster? Because I haven't done one in a while.
That's I was about to say it's been, what, 4 years since we've done one?
At least 3 or 4 years. 3 years since I've done one.
So 5 out of 7 of us then. Yeah, flash your mic, Moss. Just, you know, press your push to talk button so I could see your icon light up.
What's that?
Are you a podcaster?
Am I a podcaster?
Yeah, just
of any stretch of the imagination, yeah.
I am a host on 3 separate podcasts.
Okay, so that's 6 out of 7 of us.
I don't know. We've been talking for years about getting Android Journal and Tech News Week back together. I'd say we could probably do that sometime.
Actually, right, no. Tux and Coffee. We're going to do Tux and Coffee. We're going to redo that one. Because that one we've already got the domain for. We've got the website set up for. All I need to do is, when I can't get Jazz to go in, I need to get somebody else. And I should have done that, but I was super busy during the pandemic.
So out of the 6 of us, out of the 7 of us that podcast, who's done HBR episodes?
I've been interviewed on a couple, I guess, maybe 5 or 6. Does that count?
I've been on the weekly show, the monthly show, where they're talking about all the different shows.
They mentioned your show?
No, I've been on there with them.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Monthly.
I was interviewed during dog camp a couple times.
1. Atlantic
Time Zone. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Woo!
I'm walking around my neighborhood during fireworks and I have PTSD. Should I be doing this? Probably not.
Well,
of course.
I'm sitting in my home and in Texas, I also have PTSD.
Whoa, stop.
Ah.
Mordency as an echo.
That was fun.
It's Mordency.
I think it was Mordency.
No, I'm literally a veteran and I worked with Patriot missiles and I had Scuds exploding over me. My wife has seen how jumpy I get with fireworks.
That's horrible.
Oh, so that's the cathartic.
Yeah. There's fireworks all around me right now.
Yeah, it's cathartic. If you do it, watch the ones as they're shooting up in the air and aim at them and try to time your trigger pull at the explosion. It's very cathartic. Just you pretend it's like reverse missile attack.
Well, I don't know why.
It's literally basically what I used to do. It's, you know, shooting a missile at another missile.
Only therapy.
Only
not
I actually
reality. That's what I said. Yep. Therapy, not reality.
Well, Joe and I are on Mintcast, and Joe also has the Linux Link Tech Show and Linux Lugcast.
Linux Lugcast, along with Mordency, who's on the Linux Lugcast and sometimes on the Linux Link Tech Show.
Mordency, I believe, has done an HBR episode. I believe
he's probably done a few.
Three, I think. I believe at least three. I believe that's where I met and know Mordency from. Hey, Mordency.
So I think I get an asterisk on the HPR because the first episode of Distro Hopper's Digest was also broadcast as an HPR episode.
All right. So will you please do an episode of HPR? You guys know how to do a podcast. You know how to do an episode. It's anything that's interesting to you. Anything at all.
All right. Well, so I'm about ready to start a flame war here.
No, I'm kidding. I'll do it.
I didn't hear either of you. George, you were quieter.
I'm walking around and there's fireworks all around me.
Okay, and what's the flame war about? Fireworks?
Okay, so Vi, Vim, Emacs, or Nano? Go.
Nano.
Who cares? Do what you like.
No.
Who cares is the truth.
Who cares is the truth. No.
Vi.
No. Go to GUI World. Do CAD or something.
You can't always use a GUI.
I usually just
still.
Do a GUI.
Okay. Okay, so Vim, Vi, Nano, Mouse, or K-Wars? Same answer.
Vim. Yeah. If I had to go between all of those, Vim. Vim would be the only one worthwhile.
I do actually love G-Edit. You got me there. As much as I dislike
G-Edit. That's a good one.
It's the only one I can use, really. That and Windows Notepad or whatever when I'm not on my own machine.
OneNote is absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
OneNote plus. Plus.
I didn't say OneNote. Don't put words in my mouth. I wasn't allowed to put words into...
That's as useless as Windows itself.
Thank you.
What, OneNote? OneNote's awesome.
No, trying to put words in my mouth. I pity the fool.
Boy, Mordency is sure echoing up here.
Well, OneNote, once you load it in Windows, you do...
Hold on. Mordency, you can't...
I have no clue what's going on. There's dogs barking all around me.
Mordency, try... keying up when no one else is lit up, and everyone else try not interrupting him. See if that works.
Well, is this
too low?
You failed, Moss.
At this point, pause. We're all so drunk it's hard to hold your tongue.
All right, pause, Mordency.
Let's
go
be
ahead.
Honest,
all right,
boss.
Hold on. Okay, so Moss, it's your turn to talk next, but all you can talk about is what Mordency's about to say. So hang on.
Once you load OneNote in Windows, then you can use the Windows key and S as a snapshot tool, and you don't have to have anything else. That's the best feature, I think, of OneNote.
I'll have to think about that. I don't even know what that means right now.
So
well,
I want screenshot
this weird language that starts with a W, and I don't know that one.
I'm forced to use it at work to access all the Red Hat machines.
Yep.
It's also known as Windblows. Just in case you're not used to it. Windblows. Yeah.
Yes, I am. Windows, Windblows. I used to take old screenshots.
Joe, you can't interrupt him, please.
What I'm not interrupting. Noise? All I'm doing is curls.
And then...
Joe.
You made me drop the weight.
Joe, you might have to switch to push to talk.
Probably can't from where he's at.
I think he's dead after whatever just happened there.
I'm just hearing taps or whatever fell on his nuts.
No, that was a concrete slam. If he was hurt, it would have been a much wetter thud.
And
then you'd
have
heard the screaming and the crying and the tears and, oh my God, call the ambulance.
In which case...
You'd have heard my wife laughing and probably my kid too.
Yeah, in
pointing,
which case...
Laughing, pain.
Well, your wife wouldn't be laughing in a couple days.
Doesn't matter. The people on site are handling it. It's none of our business. Let's just try to listen to what Wardenson is saying.
I used to take a screenshot and then move it to a Paint and then resize it and then save it and then import it in for documentation. And with OneNote, once you've opened it, you can use Windows and the S key and screenshot whatever you want. And it's saved in the buffer and you can paste it.
Sorry, my bad. No one heard Mordency because I keyed up on you. That was my bad. Can you repeat that, please?
How much?
Just the part I talked over. You mentioned the screen photo edit, whatever the hell it is in Microsoft. Paint. You mentioned Paint, which is, I really hate that that's the only thing that does what it does because it's such a nightmare. It's never gotten any better. But after that, we heard that much.
I mean, you could use paint.net, but anyway, go ahead.
Paint.net. On Linux?
No, on Windows when I'm making documentation for my coworkers. So I used to do a screen print, alt screen print to take a picture and then paste it into Paint and then edit it, resize it, crop it, whatever, and then save it and import it into documentation. And once you've opened OneNote once on a Windows machine, it activates something somewhere and the Windows key and the S become a snapshot tool, and you can just drag what from corner to corner, whatever you want to take a picture of. It saves it in the buffer, and then you can paste it wherever you want. You don't have to use multiple tools.
The snippet does the same thing. It's a terrible program.
But if you're in a lockdown workstation in a Windows shop, you may not be able to do that.
Oh, okay. I thought snippet came with it.
Fair point. Yeah, I was about to say there is. I think Snippet has a feature where you can record steps, and it will write out what you're doing, and also give screenshots of like where the mouse is. But yes, definitely.
That's probably not Snippet. There's a replace. They've already phased it out as soon as it got easy to use and functional. They're replacing it with something else that's like three steps harder to use, three steps more obnoxious to use. But Proteus, you make me think of a question. You said Windows, paint.net. Is there an equivalent for Linux? I cannot do any kind of bitmap editing on Linux. Everything I've ever tried has not worked for me. Is there an equivalent?
For bitmap, the only things I use really that I can go from Windows and to Linux is Inkscape, GIMP, and I haven't tried paint.net on Linux, but...
Come on, GIMP is not paint.net.
For bitmap, it's PNG.
Yeah, PNG too, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm just walking around.
I just can't find anything on Linux that I can edit simple little text and simple little graphics to make make-believe road signs to fuck with my friends. I have to do that on Windows. And after being a Linux user for the better part of 14, 15 years, it hurts me that there's still not a thing that I can do that with, I know all of you can.
GIMP. I mean, I've done that. I did that for years in Tech and Coffee. I was the screenshot king.
Wait a minute. What are you trying to do? What combination of two or three things did you say you're trying to do with one app?
No, one thing. Somebody else said two or three things. I just said
He's
one
just
thing.
Trying to make road signs.
Yes, exactly. I'm trying to make road signs to fuck with friends.
Well, I mean, GIMP, but I mean, there's other graphic programs. GIMP is the more popular one. That's the one that everyone installs.
Yeah, right now I do it on MS Paint, and I always have. Is there something that is MS Paint simple, MS Paint easy for Linux yet? There never has been.
Oh, yeah. Wait, no, there is. Are we talking Cura? Like, there is one, though. Maybe. There is a really, really super basic. Well, you know what? Like, I don't know if this newest version of Mint 2.1 is freaking crazy because they've changed almost all the programs. But previously, when you did, say, like, you opened a photo and something, you could edit it in it. And I can't even think of the name of that program.
George.
One of the viewers.
If you were James Bond, your nuts have already fried. You didn't come up with an answer in time. I'm sorry, Bill.
I'm sorry, you can just shoot me then.
No, we're not shooting. You were cutting your nuts off with a laser.
Okay. Well, I'm going to
kill you, yeah. No, Krita, there was another one. I think it was PETA. No, hold on. Let me find it.
Krita, K-R-E, so a KDE app, K-R-E-E-T-A?
K-R-I-T-A.
Yeah, thank K-R-I-T-A.
I've got Synaptic open, is why I'm asking.
There's also like Pinta. There's actually a link. I'll drop it in the chat here.
Hold so on. Pinta is what, the same as Krita, but for a different desktop? I'm on Cinnamon, if that matters.
Wait, why is it when I go into the chat, it's like, hey, type a message to user GeoSmart. I'm like, wait a minute, I want to send it to everybody.
Because you hit G tab probably and it auto-completed. Wow, this installs.
Yeah, because I'm the coolest person in here. That's why.
Oh, it's Magnetish. Sorry. You're right.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay. I just dropped it in the chat in case anybody needed to know. It was open source alternatives kind of link.
I'm going home. I feel like I'm in a word.
I think on just about every machine that I've installed Linux on, I put Krita. It's been a long time since I've used it. I hate to say it, but I've kind of, like, for my laser engraving and 3D printing stuff, I do a lot of Windows usage, but for everything else is Linux.
Well, that's driver-based. So, yeah. That's not like, ooh, Windows so better.
Yeah, no. It honestly is just like the laser I use. I mean, that's browser-based. It's a Glowforge. But I also have a couple of, what are they? The Xtool D1s. I have a couple of those. And then I also have some CR10s that I do for printing, 3D printing, and a Silhouette for vinyl cutting. But other than that, most of the time I'm usually in Linux.
George.
Yes.
Tell me about the teddy bears again.
Okay. So when you go to bed tonight, I'm going to come into your room, I'm going to tuck you into bed. I'm going to put the covers right up to your chin.
No.
I'm going to tuck a teddy bear right next.
I'm not going to bed until you come with me.
And
well,
the teddy bear will have...
to you afterwards. But by the by, I'm okay, always okay. Big Spoon. Always.
I'm Big Spoon. No, I'm Big Spoon.
No, I'm
no,
always Big
no,
Spoon.
Sorry.
If I touch you, I'm Big Spoon.
George is always Big
I'm always
Spoon.
Big
and
Spoon.
And the teddy bear has glowing red eyes and has to stare.
George, we're going to have to call this off, but I'm keeping the teddy bear. Unless you can learn to live with a Big Spoon, it's just not going to work.
Sometimes I'll let you think you'll be Big Spoon, and then it's a lie.
Well, that was my plan, too. This is not a healthy relationship we're engaging upon. Trust me, it's best to just call it off at the first sign of danger. Like, and that's legit danger. Two Big Spoons want to play mind games to make it okay for the other Big Spoon. It's not helping.
That's kind of scary. It's almost like we're just taught that this is going to be the weirdest podcast ever when somebody listens to it. Like, what are they talking about Big Spoons? What does that mean to some people?
I think we should just be friends.
Exactly. Let's call it off. We'll both be Big Spoons to the other people. What?
Now, with all due respect, I don't mind being second Big Spoon.
I promise to make you all enjoy being Little Spoon. That's all I'm going to say on that.
You can be first Big Spoon if you want. I don't mind being backup Big Spoon. That's whatever. I'm just
okay. Now hold on. We have to go by overall size. So I am 6'1".
Oh, he is large. Yeah, he could be Big Spoon. And
oh, I'm 5'11".
To say with. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Well,
No. I must protest. It has nothing to do with height. I'm 6'1", and it has nothing to do with height.
I'm 5'11".
Okay, then
we're gonna have to have a
penis
right
length contest then to figure out who's Big Spoon on in front of the other.
No, Proteus, we don't do that here.
If you want me to tuck you in at night?
This is the wrong
I'm
show.
We can
run another show if you really want to do that one. But
in fact,
gonna be
it is my sincere advice and opinion as a professional. You shouldn't do that anywhere.
No.
Like, if you want tucked in at night and it's in my audio chat, you have to go here.
I will just say it's the peanut butter whiskey that's talking at that point, the penis contest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, right. Who's got peanut butter whiskey?
No, I'm not
that.
Pulling it out unless y'all are paying. I have peanut butter whiskey.
Okay.
I don't know
about that though. I'm used to Scottish whiskey. Is that like I don't know. I don't know if that should be.
Well, I don't currently have peanut butter, but I do have salted caramel, and I've got blackberry.
Well, George, Jackie wanted me to mention we also got the holiday Jack Daniel's blend.
George, since you've never
What if I take whiskey? Go ahead.
Since you've never had peanut butter whiskey, it's the most delicious, delectable alcohol candy on the earth. It's not real whiskey. It just, it, I mean, technically maybe.
I disagree.
Whiskey in it, it is not. If you're talking about scotch, it, no.
It's still delectable.
Well, it's loaded with sugar and flavor. It is not.
The brand that I have is not loaded with sugar, and it is still 40% alcohol, not 33 or 30 like most of the others.
My diabetes is telling me now that I have drank way too much.
Well, yes, your diabetes is always going to tell you that you drink too much.
It's only 5 grams of sugar per ounce.
Alcohol is mostly sugar.
The Bird Dog is only 5 grams of sugar per ounce, whereas Fireball and other flavored brands tend to be 11 to 12 grams of sugar per ounce.
Okay, this the Screwball is 35% alcohol, 70 proof.
Yeah, it's not a full.
Yeah, Screwball is 11 grams of sugar in that, whereas the Bird Dog is only 5 grams of sugar and it's a full 40%, 80 proof.
But you know what else it is?
What?
Tasty.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's
well, I stopped buying Screwball and Fireball and all them other flavors because I could get real whiskey with Bird Dog and still get the yummy flavor.
You know what else is delicious but less delicious compared to Screwball is Sambuca. If I drink Sambuca now, it tastes way more syrupy than it used to.
How much is a bottle Amaretto, of peanut butter Screwball stuff?
I don't know, it depends. How much was that bottle of Screwball? That was a 750 milliliter bottle.
$30
in the North. $25. Usually about $30. Yeah.
Well, Bird Dog's cheaper than that too. I'm paying $17 for a 750 milliliter.
Granted, I have to fly to Scotland for this, but I can go get some like Loch Fyners and bring that back, and that's like £30 a bottle. What is that, like $45? So.
Well, okay, but the 375 size bottle. I can buy those and not be afraid of them because if I go a little crazy and pour it one of those bottles, the whole thing on top of a bottle of wine, I still don't get hungover. It's very kind to you.
Well, when Joe made me get whiskey, I just got my Chivas bottle because I'm not opening the good ones.
Yeah. The whole thing, I hardly ever drink anymore. You know, me and the wife used to have a bit of a hobby when it came to drinking, and then we had kids, and we basically stopped.
Oh,
and
I used to
drink like two or three times a year now.
I used to be competitive semi-pro. Okay. I understand where you're coming from.
Drinking right.
We were hobbyists. We were extreme hobbyists.
I don't think I've ever called alcoholism extreme hobbyist, but okay.
Have you ever done it while wearing a wingsuit?
We went to golf clubs, so yes, we did it while wearing suits awesome. With wings.
You guys need to be
suits.
In Technicolor.
Okay, I need to come hang out with you guys because the closest thing I get to wingsuits is like flying RC gliders, and I haven't done that in a few.
I've jumped out of helicopters, but I refuse to jump out of airplanes.
I've jumped out of airplanes, but I haven't jumped out of a helicopter.
Joe, you got yes and down, dude.
That's cool. You know, I have a severe issue with jumping out of perfectly good airplanes. I'm aware of this issue, and I'm quite willing to live with my issue.
Nothing wrong with that issue. I am totally good to jump out of helicopters because if that engine stops, yes, they can auto cycle and come down, but I'd rather beat them to the ground safely, hopefully.
Oh, when just before you jump, they slow down the engine so it goes and it's almost like it's standing still and then you fall.
No, they don't.
The plane.
No, they don't. They don't slow them down. They reverse the pitch of the blades. That's called the auto rotation. It gives it a boost of lift right before they land it, or apparently right before you jump out if they don't think the landing
apparently
is possible.
Right before. I have no clue. All I know is that was the time they were like, go.
Yeah, that's if they're doing it high enough for you to pull a parachute, that's a suicide move for them to do. They're letting you live. They're dead. That hurts. Or unless it's completely planned.
That's what the rope was for.
Rope what? Was like a static line?
Wait a minute. Yeah. The rope that went around your neck? Wait a minute.
You're rappelling out of a freaking helicopter.
He's dangling from the plane.
Helicopter.
You repelled. I've repelled down cliffsides and mountainsides.
No, we heard helicopters. We thought you were talking about parachuting.
Nope. If there's a parachute involved, it's way too far up there.
I've repelled, but not out of a helicopter. Down a cliff.
No, I've done down cliffs too. And down, well.
I've been told I'm repelling.
No, repellent. Repellent.
No,
you are repellent. Wait, what?
No, that's the imaginary bottle the girls scored at me in grade school.
It's just water.
No, it was repellent. They told me so.
It was anti-cootie spray.
It was doused with their cooties. Ew, get away!
The bottle was the same. I think it was like a 2-in-1 because I grew up in a poor community.
So the repellent came in the cootie bottle?
I think they were the same things, like perch.
Okay, okay.
You know, shampoo and conditioner at the same time.
I think that was detangler, but they called it cootie bottle.
No, it was on the butt. It was cootie / pokey repellent, you know, 2-in-1, like perch.
So they were repelling you and Pokemon. Oh, okay.
No.
No, he is Pokey. He was the original Pokemon.
This was long before Pokemon. Yeah, no.
He was the original Pokemon.
I was a different kind of monster. Thankfully, it had nothing to do with anybody's pockets.
Except his own, with the hole in it.
Thankfully, not that either. That's a hole you don't appear to be able to dig out from. So thankfully, not that either.
So how many people in here have their Part 107 license?
Part 107 license?
107. It's the license to be able to fly RC airplanes, or aka unmanned aerial vehicles, drones.
I don't, but I just bought a drone and I'm going to fly it illegally.
Well, and you only need it.
That's the reason I have to have a license.
If it's above a certain size, right?
Yeah, if it's above 250 kilograms, I think, or grams.
Right. Hold on, Proteus. That was a paradoxical thing to say. Would you care to?
What paradox did I say?
You said that's the reason you have to have a license.
Because you refuse to follow any kind of ideals that flying near a regular plane or flying over people?
That has no effect on you and licenses. You're saying that I should have to have a license like you do, but it's not the reason that you have to have a license. Don't blame me for that.
Well, no. I mean, there are reasons, like, you know, people flying in the path of an airplane landing. That's the reason the FAA is going, oh, by the way, you have to have a license now.
But you just said it was my fault. So to the extent of your example, you just accused me of that. I don't appreciate it. I forgive
true.
You,
okay.
But I don't appreciate it.
I very much request your forgiveness. It's true. As long as you're not flying in front of a regular plane and or endangering people, then you are not the problem.
No need to ask for my forgiveness. I just already gave it to you. No, of course I wouldn't do that. That's all.
I think if it was going to endanger anyone, it would be me.
Even if I crash into you, it's not going to hurt that bad, George. Even if I crash into the teddy bear, all it's going to do is get tangled. You know, probably not even that. Probably just bounce off.
You can't fuck with the teddy bear.
The weird thing about...
I'm sorry, we're not getting into furries here.
The weird thing about the drone...
That's exactly what they were talking about, getting into furries.
The weird thing about the drone that I bought, and it's just like the teddy bear, the two red lights are in front and the two yellow are in back.
You have a teddy bear drone?
You have a teddy bear with two lights in the back?
No, I just have a drone. George has a teddy bear. Haven't you guys been paying attention?
I mean, there was somebody who stuffed an animal and put it on the outside of their drone. So, yeah, I guess I could see that.
Yeah, Zan did that in Scott Sigler's books. Awesome, awesome books.
Which of Scott Sigler's books?
That one was in the most recent interstitial of the Galactic Football series. And I'm saying the longest way so that I can try to remember the name of it. I forget the name of it. It's the one with Quentin Barnes' dad was the captain of the ship called the Oleron, and Zan was the
I haven't been into the Intergalactic Football in a while.
I haven't heard of it.
Oh, they're the best ones.
Old ones, like when he first started the series.
Well, he redid the first one. If you heard the first one a long, long time ago, it may be different now than what you heard.
Podcast style.
Well, yes, but he even podcasted it. He made it young adult. So he took the swears out and for the football series. The rest of his stuff is not like that. It's very, very good, though. The characters are very interesting. And, like, every scene cut is either because you really cared about what was going on or because you really cared about that character in that moment. He's really, really good at that.
I don't think we have a half-hour time zone this hour. If
just
we
in
did,
case,
coming well, up.
Have you read a book series called Zone Wars?
No.
No.
Should.
I don't do a lot of reading. I listen to audiobooks.
It's an audiobook. All I do is audiobooks.
Well, Joe listens to audiobooks. I don't listen to audiobooks. I have to read.
Well, some of Sigler's stuff, you might have still been able to get it on whatever replaced. It's definitely on Amazon's thing. Audible.
No, the old thing that it was on, what was it?
Audiobooks.
Audiobooks, yeah. I got it when it was on Audiobook.
Okay, so a lot of the month audiobooks are great. A lot of them that came out on his podcast are great and are still great. He's still podcasting books. They're still really, really cool. And the rest are going to be on Audible, or I have hardbacks, dude. I have hardcover copies and I have duplicates of several of them because I'm trying to give my library a complete set.
Yeah, okay. The Zone War series is by John Conroe.
Is it on Audible or is it somewhere else that I can listen to it?
I do believe it's on Audible. Let me check.
I think today was the first day that I've ever heard of a Podio book.
No, Podio books was awesome, and then it went away.
So awesome.
Great way to, you know, listen to up-and-coming authors.
Not just up-and-coming authors. You could scoop masters.
Yeah.
So Scott Sigler is one that I would consider a master. Michael J. Sullivan. Yeah, but when he
was
doing
it, it was still early in his career, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, of course. But there were others who were later in the only one I can think of is Cory Doctorow. But there were some who were doing it later in their career as well. I just wanted to throw out a few of these masters that came out of it. Scott Sigler, Nathan Lowell, phenomenal. Michael J. Sullivan, his first book was great. The ones on Audible are not quite as good, and they really drone. They go for a long time. If you need to fill some hours, Michael J. Sullivan. But the first one that he did on Podio Books. Scribbled is the name of the website now that took over all the, it's the same people, same.
Yeah, but they were charging, weren't they?
Some of them are charged, some of them are not. So it just depends on what it is. The stuff that was on Podio Books will always be free on there. That's what they said when they changed over. So if you want Podio Book stuff, it's still there, it's still free. And the stuff that they're asking for money for, the money is based on its popularity at the moment. So, I mean,
wait a few months.
Well, and if you get a recommendation, you know, your buddy wouldn't tell you to try this out for $3 if it was not worth your time. The money is a pittance to some people. I'm doing okay this year. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm doing okay this year, but not every year.
I'm doing pretty crappy this year.
Well, you have a job, and you actually just got a promotion, didn't you?
Well, the promotion doesn't come with a raise. Promotion does not come with a raise, and I took an 8% pay cut so I can eventually get a 3% pay rise. The 8% pay cut's a big, stupid, freaking kerfuffle.
Dude, you sound like you're willing to
I was about to say, you're doing it wrong.
Can I offer you a job?
That depends on how much you want to pay me.
Depends what you need and what you're willing to do, but it sounds like just walking in the door, you'd have enough to get done what my boss needs.
Well, right now, my pay went, the 8% pay cut, my pay went from what, been drinking and y'all want me to math.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
No, you can.
No, that's
you
can best, pull the best time no, to math.
My pay went from $114,000 a year to $106,000 a year, give or take. And well, not including my VA disability, which adds about another $8,000 a year.
Wow. But, all right.
Inflation has kicked my ass.
No, I'm not doing two thirds that good, but I still feel pretty good. So no, sorry, I can't help you.
I also have 3 teenage kids that eat me out of house and home.
My 3 are grown.
I love you, little girl. I'm just giving you a hard time. You're great.
Yes, yeah, but your wife thinks
see,
it all
that's when take. That's when I was a teenager. I was taught how to mow a yard and started making more money mowing yards than my parents made.
It can happen, yeah.
Yeah, well, I did that too as a kid. I mowed lawns. I shoveled snow. I did whatever it took.
In Texas?
No,
oh,
in
that's
Iowa.
Right, you were in Iowa. I forgot.
Right. I delivered newspapers. My first job was delivering newspapers when I was 11.
Well, he lived in Iowa, but he shoveled in Texas. The commute was a bitch.
Yeah, right? So I didn't make it to Texas until I was, you know, well, after a year in Korea, I came to Texas to Fort Bliss to work with
Holy
Patriot
shit,
missiles.
That's a huge jump. Illinois to Korea to Texas.
Iowa.
Holy crap.
Iowa.
Not only did he go to Korea and then
Iowa,
to Texas,
sorry, yeah.
But it was uphill both ways.
In the snow with one set of
day,
shoes.
Every day. In monsoon season. I don't know if you ever tried to swim to work, but yeah, that should happen.
Oh, God. Those leeches. Oh, my God.
No. Crab migration season in South Korea. Look that up.
Are they pissed? Thank you. I will take your word for it.
It's almost as bad as tarantula migration season in Oklahoma.
Joe, quick question.
Don't look that up.
Is that a real thing?
It's a real thing.
What?
It's a real thing.
Joe.
What?
It's just you, me, and the teddy bear here. You can be honest with us.
Moss is here too. Don't lie.
It's
I'm the teddy bear.
Is the piss fish as bad as they say?
piss fish. I don't know what that is.
No. Okay, you'll have to Google that one.
Is that the one that's supposed to go up your tank? Your,
yeah, that's
your, yeah. Pee in the water.
Yeah, that's the fish that swims up your. Yeah.
I don't know. I've never pissed in the water.
You made an entire commute to work while swimming and never pissed?
In uniform, correct.
Damn.
Well, son. Yeah, of course. You swam the backstroke and made sure that your willy was out of the water.
You know, I say I swam to work, but we drove most of the way there. And when you get to the tack site, then it's flooded. And then you got to swim out to the little shack that we're supposed to be sitting in, waiting for horrible things to happen while we have our fake missiles in the launchers.
Why does a squirrel swim upside down?
Because his nuts float.
So he doesn't get his nuts wet.
Did you look up tarantula migration season yet?
No, I got to do it now.
I started to, and I was like, yeah, actually, you know what? I'm going to leave it alone.
Actually, yeah, I'm not looking it up. I believed you.
At least it's not Australia. That's all I have to say.
I did see Arizona and a couple other states show up. So I was like, ah, you know what? I'll go for it. That's fine.
Yeah, at least they're not the flying spiders that Australia gets. I'm good.
Oh, you mean where they light like half the country on fire to let the webs burn up? Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, that makes sense. That makes sense to me. That seems like the only sensible solution at that point.
You know, I was at
kill them with fire.
I was at a New Year's Eve party one time, and it was a big party, but it was way, 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 way out in the middle of nowhere, and one of the mothers had brought, everybody had fireworks, but one of the fireworks that the mothers had bought were these like hot air balloons with a wax candle underneath that you lit on fire and it lifted the balloon up into the air. Mm-hmm. And we lit like 8 or 10 of these things and they just floated off in the trees, over the trees to come down.
That's brilliant.
God knows where and create God knows what kind of forest fire and menace. I've never been so personally terrified and responsible feeling in my life. It was awful.
Yeah, that sounds like something you do over a lake.
Yeah, I was going to say over the ocean. Make sure the wind blows these out to the ocean. No, we did these in the forest, and I was the only one that was the least bit concerned.
Dumb question. Does anyone here care about the college football playoffs going on?
No, just the people that are gambling on them.
No.
Go sports ball.
I was going to say go sports ball. I have my.
Well, Ohio State right now has the ball and is leading with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Go sports ball.
Get my go sports.
The Penguins aren't playing today, so I'm not watching sports today.
No, Penguins don't play football.
That's true. Penguins don't play football.
They play hockey.
Play soccer, mate.
No, they don't play soccer.
They play hockey. Pittsburgh Penguins. Although I don't think there's any Penguins in Pittsburgh unless you go to the zoo.
That's true.
But there's no penguins in most places unless you go to the zoo.
No, you go to Argentina or Chile, you'll find a few penguins.
Although there might be some knights in Vegas. I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, but you'll probably wind up married to one if you go to Vegas.
There were many knights in Vegas, and a couple ended up at about 180 miles an hour going through Death Valley.
That'll happen.
I was in
fun
Vegas.
Fun time.
I was in Vegas recently. I did not care for that place.
Well, everyone.
Do they still have the Hispanic people slapping hooker cards in your face while you're walking down the road?
I didn't see that.
I'm just saying.
Literally most of the Southwest.
I rode the bus more than I rode the bus more than I walked. That wasn't happening on the buses. And when I was walking, it was more dudes trying to sell me their rap CD than. I don't think I remembered any new girl handouts.
Well, my wife wants to tell you an embarrassing story about me. No, she wants to tell. She tells it so much better than me, so I'm going to let her tell it.
Okay. Yes, please. Let's go.
Oh, I was just about to take an interpiction. Now I have to wait.
I was trying to get him to tell you guys about vinegaroons.
Aren't those the piss fish?
Was that?
I was trying to get him to tell you guys about his first encounter with a vinegaroon. Yes, he thought it. Okay, so
sounds like a really nasty tasting mixed drink.
I thought it was a Mexican sommelier.
It looks like a scorpion. It's in the family of whip scorpions.
I thought
all is funny.
I'll drink
the,
to that.
The story of my first banana spider is much funnier.
Yeah.
I thought all scorpions were in the family of just back off a little.
Well, whip scorpions
don't leave your boots out.
Well, actually, you actually want to keep these things. And whenever you find them, people, when they catch them and they put them in garages, woodsheds, tool sheds, You do this for a reason, because they're a good bug to have. They're just, they look like a giant emperor scorpion, a black emperor scorpion, but they don't have a stinger, they have a whip.
Do they eat mice?
No, they eat black widows and brown recluses.
Holy shit, they'd be great in Kentucky. Yeah. I need to start selling those.
Even better, nice.
So the first time he saw one, he screamed like a girl, and then he tried to kill it and got mad at me because I wouldn't let him kill it.
I would have done the same thing.
Because it was about as big as from the tip of your palm to the end of your index or middle finger.
I would totally bring those to Kentucky and sell them for again. People.
That tip of your palm to the tip of your finger is totally something else. That's not them. That was a junior high thing.
No, that's a vinegaroon. You get to tell your own stories of camel spiders and banana spiders.
Thanks, Moss.
Oh, banana spiders, I love. They are awesome. Garden spiders. Banana spiders, I'm not 100% sure.
I don't do spiders. I don't care.
Why, but because there hasn't been a fight in here in a while, I want to start a fight with us, even though we're both hippies.
I am not a hippie.
Oh. Let's start a fight on that.
I am a strange person that would have loved to be a hippie, but by the time I graduated from high school, the hippie movement up in San Francisco was all drugs and none of the free love.
I would love to be a hippie too, but I don't agree with them on almost all political topics that they seem to care a lot about.
I mean, I just feel like we haven't had a fight in here in 2 hours.
Well, I'm a flaming liberal. I admit it.
Shut your mouth, George. We have 15 minutes till I can go to... Well, okay, 18 minutes till I can go to sleep.
I think 17. We need a good fight. And I'm trying to do a graphic
I don't
right
like
now
to
for,
fight.
For
I get hurt when I fight.
For New Year.
Hey, see there. He's a hippie. He gets hurt when he fights. Shut up and let's just live this 17 minutes in peace.
Okay.
Kumbaya, baby. Kumbaya.
Hey, speaking of fights, the exact opposite of that is, did somebody say they lived in New York State?
I used to. And so did George.
I'm from New York originally.
Currently?
No, I'm in
Florida.
No,
I don't think anybody.
I've lived outside of New York for close to 23
years. No, outside of New York State or outside of New York City?
No, I mean, I've moved from New York. So.
Yeah, okay, he's in Georgia and Florida.
You moved from the city or you moved from the state?
No, I mean, I didn't. I lived in Long Island and I lived in upstate. So
you didn't say it right, George. It's Long Island.
Well, okay. When George says upstate, he's thinking Poughkeepsie, which is just slightly outside of New York State.
That's still New York City.
I live in upstate New York. You could spit at Canada and hit it, the Thousand Islands.
Oh, I drove through there 2 summers ago. It's gorgeous country.
Absolutely gorgeous. Best time to go is anytime there's no snow.
It's boring driving up by Canada, but it's really pretty country, all the wineries and shit. I like the mountains better.
I haven't been there since I was
the
a teenager.
Catskills, yeah.
And also the valleys. The valley area between the Catskills and the other one, the northern one, that valley area is
Appalachian?
At Adirondacks?
Adirondacks, thank you.
Yeah,
the Adirondacks, yeah.
Yeah, the valley between those two areas is unbelievably awesome, awesome roads to just go exploring. I do it on a sport bike, but I mean, convertible, SUV if you have to. It's such gorgeous territory, and the roads are so nice and smooth.
I don't know about the nice and smooth roads, but if you go get a chance to, during the summer, go to the Thousand Islands, and absolutely gorgeous through there.
What state?
So, right along the St. Lawrence River. It's between New York and Canada.
Ontario. The Thousand Islands between New York. All right, cool. Yes, definitely. I will put that on my list. Thank you. In fact, it kind of was on my list to go a little bit south of there, but I'm all about detours for cooler shit. Absolutely.
Well, I imported my wife from Canada 6 years ago, and she doesn't want to get anywhere that there might possibly be snow. I mean, Tennessee is one thing, but yeah, New York is a whole different.
Tell her sorry.
Didn't Buffalo get like 80 inches in 24 hours?
Yeah, but that's pretty much a normal thing for them. So.
No, it isn't. That was a more than 100-year event for them.
Yeah, that's usually what we get. Yeah. Over. That's what
and
we usually get
in the
New
warming
England.
Trend, they're worried about flooding now.
The weird, weird, weird thing about all this, all the snow that they get, that's usually what we get in New England. We haven't had none of it. We had one wet storm that amounted to nothing. And usually, not always by this time of the year, our worst storms usually come in like January, February.
Yeah, I used to live. I live along the St. Lawrence River.
75 today in Dallas.
Yeah,
I'm actually would like some winter to kill the freaking mosquitoes.
It was 63 here. Tennessee is nice and temperate.
It was about 75 here in Jack.
I would like to retire to Tennessee. I really.
It was a good 68 degrees in Kentucky today. It wasn't bad. We had a white Christmas, which is a very nice change compared to the normal.
We actually had a little bit of snow yesterday, but not enough to worry about.
How did you have snow yesterday in Tennessee? It was like 70 here in Kentucky.
I don't know, but we missed all the snow everyone else got, and then 2 days later we got a little bit.
You just happened to hit a random pocket of snow.
I guess. It was less than a half inch, but you could see it on things. We don't get a whole lot of snow here. We usually get 6 or 7 snowfalls, but the worst of them will be 2 inches. And then it'll be 70 degrees for a couple of days, and you won't be able to tell 2 days after the snowfall.
Yeah, I live just east of Lexington, and that seems to be about our normal. We'll get a few days, and then it just disappears.
Yeah, Mint Spider, or Solus Spider, lives in Lexington.
Yeah, I know. I've actually met him a couple of times. Peter, he's quite a cool guy, lives nearby.
Yeah, that was his first hurl ever.
Yeah, I drove over to his house and met up with him while I was doing cable at a local cable company.
He was a hurl virgin until you de-virginated.
Yeah, well, I really like Peter, and I think we get along great as long as we don't talk religion.
Yeah, I
get the same.
All praise Marty Moose.
All praise Marty Moose.
All praise Marty Moose.
I'm a Bullwinkleite myself.
You know what?
Sure.
It doesn't matter as long as it's a moose, kind of.
Yeah. Merry Moosemus.
Moosemus, yeah. Yes, that's it. No more Festivus for the rest of it. It's Moosemus.
Hey, that's how we got around the whole deity thing in the cult, that when they called this, wow, there is weird fireworks flash out. I'm going to have PTSD.
That was really a nuclear bomb blast. You just didn't feel it yet.
That's awesome. Bye-bye.
Well, in sports ball, Georgia just took a lead.
My neighborhood is everybody that's not born in the U.S., really. And the neighborhood across the street from us is very white. So all the fireworks are going off on the other side right now. And everybody's just kind of like, my neighborhood is like the quiet one.
See, nobody around here does fireworks except for the 4th of July. That's the only holiday.
We've got fireworks going on here. We have a number of fireworks stores in the area, and it seems that the Mexican population goes for it more than the whites.
No, we have the literal largest fireworks display in the U.S. just about 3 blocks north of us on the 4th of July.
Yeah, we have the big fireworks special right before everybody else has it. It's kind of weird. But it's their claim to fame, man.
This past summer, we went to a metal roof, and at the 4th of July, we got to hear a lot of clinking and clanking on our roof because of stuff landing on it.
Well, y'all started talking whiskey, so I just got myself a large glass of Tullamore Dew. So,
well, I got the Jack Daniel's Christmas stuff, the holiday stuff.
Oh, I'm gonna hold it all inside. Not gonna hold nothing against me.
That's like super popular here in Jacksonville. I don't know why. Every time I go to an Irish bar, you want some Tullamore Dew? I'm like, ooh. You have any Scottish whiskey? Like,
give every man his due. Oh, this looks interesting. In the sports ball, Georgia just took a 1-point lead, and there's less than a minute left for Ohio State to see if they can win the game.
How much do you have on the game?
I have nothing on the game. I basically had the household loan me $20 at the beginning of football season, and I basically bet on it until I ran out after repaying the $20. So I was good for, I think, 9 weeks. But when I ran out of money, I ran out of money. I'm very responsible about these things. Maybe next year I'll borrow another 20. Who knows?
We bet the kids and I have different hockey teams.
Mm.
So we
in Texas? There aren't too many hockey teams in Texas.
Oh, I freaking love hockey. I'm already in love with the ones.
So my eldest is a Red Wings fan. Ah, sorry. Okay, so my eldest is a Red Wings fan. My son can't decide who's better, the Rangers or the Knights, so he bets with both of them. And my middle one likes the Pittsburgh Penguins, but she can't bet against me, so she takes the local team, which is the Dallas Stars. And
oh, that's right. They did move the Stars there. They used to be the Minnesota North Stars.
Yep. So we bet Chores versus Cupcakes. But you have to do your betting. It has to be witnessed, and it has to start. You have to have your bet in place before the drop of the first puck drop.
Well, there was a team in Nashville, but in Knoxville, we sort of ignore that. And
the Predators.
We've got our own little minor league team in Knoxville that's really good.
Yeah, well, we've also got the Allen Americans right at the street. When we were in El Paso, we had the Rhinos.
Yeah, well, it's not like you can freeze the backyard and skate for a while.
There's more money than sense in some places.
Yeah, hockey teams in Florida. Oh, my God.
Dude, you got to give them credit. At least they got Stamkos out there. Yeah, at least they got a good hockey player in Florida. They got one. Yeah, so the whole thing is that's how we do it, and I usually get the chores that nobody wants done, and my daughter has learned that if she bets against me, the Red Wings always lose, but if she doesn't bet against me, the Red Wings win.
So you don't go for the Maple Leafs, eh?
Nah. I have standards.
I do, too. They're just very low.
Well, if you're cheering for the Maple Leafs, you definitely got low standards. Probably a cheap date, too.
Or Les Habs.
Kind of sounds like Red Wings, I guess you go for the Browns.
Well, see, the Browns are the local team here, though. Yes, I live in Knoxville. So does the owner of the Browns.
Well, when we were in El Paso, we kind of called the local team could either be the Colorado, it could be Phoenix, or it could be Dallas. But Dallas was 13 hours away, and Phoenix and Colorado were 9 hours.
Well, they left the Browns in Cleveland for the simple reason that they couldn't outdraw the Vols.
Is it kind of like being a Cubs fan for the Browns fans?
Well, I am a Cubs fan. I've been a Cubs fan for a lot of years, a long time before they even got close to the series. And
I figured you were going to say that they were, you know, that you were a fan since the last time.
No, well, not that. I haven't been around that long, Joe. But the Cubs AA affiliate is here in Knoxville, sort of. It's actually in Sevierville, the Tennessee Smokies.
I thought you were going to say you knew the Billy Goat.
I do not know the Billy Goat. That was a bad rumor. I never touched that Billy Goat.
But you know that bridge builder, right?
I didn't hear that one.
You didn't, but you do know the bridge builder, right?
I do know. No, that one got past me.
Build 1,000 bridges and have sex with one goat. You're not a bridge builder.
Okay. Well, I do honk to keep the trolls away when I go through the troll tunnel.
What tunnel is that? Is that the one in Mobile?
All tunnels are troll tunnels. That's why you honk when you go through them.
I don't honk, I rev.
I'm usually tapping on my brakes because someone's riding my ass down a hill.
Oh, you're one of them.
I'm sorry. You're Joe's wife, so I can't make that joke.
Joe's wife, I didn't catch your name, but I owe you an apology.
I thought the joke. Believe me, Moss, it went through my head.
Yeah, well, when she starts talking about someone riding her ass, you know?
Joe's wife?
It's what I'm here
my
for.
My name is Jackie.
Jackie, I owe you an apology.
For what?
On behalf of all the people who go slow and hit their brakes downhill, I'm apologizing to you. I'm the guy who passes you in double yellow on a motorcycle. It's nothing personal.
Well, I'm usually have the family in a minivan, and for some reason, everybody wants to cut in front of the minivan like I don't have any velocity.
No, that's not me. I'm the guy who passes you on the double yellow when it's safe. It's just I can't see through you. You're going slower than is safe for me, so it's nothing personal.
Okay, Ohio State is in field goal range.
In Texas. Have you ever driven in Dallas?
Joe Sell, your mic is too low to be heard.
He asked if you've ever driven in Dallas.
I have driven 2 minutes in Dallas. Until I have actually driven in Allen.
2 minute warning, get your doo-doos together.
That's my time zone, too.
I already dropped off my doo-doos. I don't need to do any more.
Actually, a minute and a half warning.
Is there anybody who has ever driven over the Cincinnati Bridge between Kentucky and Cincinnati?
Yes.
The next time you drive over it, gun it, because that bridge is about 30 years overdue for a rebuild.
So
dude,
when it falls,
if you want to go with that, let's go with the 100,000 years overdue for a super volcano. Yellowstone Caldera.
Yeah, dude, that's
that'll
true.
That'll be over
yeah.
so quick.
Hey, I've been to Florence, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many people know about that.
Yeah, the water tower that has Florence, y'all.
Well, yep. it originally said Florence Mall, and they got told that that was a violation of the sign ordinance.
Yeah, and then they said Florence, y'all, and then they were like, well, fuck it, just leave it.
Well, Florence, y'all isn't advertising anything.
True.
Except Florence.
And how much of a hickville it is.
Yeah, well, I've been through there a number of times. I lived in Detroit for 4.5 years. Which I am ashamed of, except I did get one really, really good friend out of it.
Don't ever be ashamed of where you lived. That's not always your fault or your choosing.
Happy New Year! Woo!
Happy New Year! Woo!
And at the same time, don't hold it against somebody else.
Just coffee as New Year's.
Well, when I freed myself from exile, I went to Greenville, South Carolina, and I've been somewhere around the Smokies ever since.
The only time zone that mattered just went into the new year. Yay!
No, was it? I'm sorry, Joe's wife. Was it Nell? Nellie? I'm so bad with names. I'm sorry.
Jackie.
I'm sorry. Jackie, we do it
and
for every...
And Ohio State missed the field goal. So Georgia Jackie, wins the game.
Jackie, we do it for every midnight in every time zone. We do it once an hour for the whole world so anyone can participate.
I know. This is my
right
first
back.
Rodeo, baby.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It's the way you said that, it sounded like you weren't sure what we were doing.
I was like, what time zone are we on? That was more of the thing, East Coast, right?
Yes.
I wasn't looking at a clock, so I'm not really sure what time it is.
Oh,
yeah,
I missed it. I'm sorry.
Mid 12:01 Eastern time zone. So, well, this year can't get any worse than last year. I lost my mother in 2022. So I'm like, yep, we're good. Let's just carry on and get going.
Don't tempt the fate that way, sir.
Mine?
Please.
I'll give you mine. That'll be worse.
Dude, I've lost everything that could ever, other than my daughter and my wife. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think there's any.
Well, don't be dangling your daughter and your wife out in front of fate and go, you can't make it worse.
You better start knocking on this damn wood. Throw salt really over your shoulder.
Throw a pinch of salt over. Moss, your tap dancing routine is even better this year than last year.
I'm back. Had to go kiss my wife. Didn't have anyone else's to kiss, so.
Well, the rest of us all sneak out and kiss our wives.
Well, I guess then, you'll do.
We got snap, crackle, pop going off outside. We've got one kitty that is a scaredy cat. He is a sweetheart, but any noise, he spends a lot of his time under the kitchen sink.
Oh.
We went on a trip for 5 days and had our neighbor come over and just, you know, a couple of times change the cat box so it didn't get too nasty and make sure they had water. And he never saw Gremlin. He was afraid that he'd gotten out and he'd lost them. He said, I'll never do that again. I was afraid I lost your cat.
That sounds like dog, man.
At the risk of making this Feline Public Radio's New Year's Eve show,
welcome to NPR.
My wife got this kitten. It is the cutest cat. I thought he was ugly at first. He looks, his head is huge. His forehead's huge.
Yeah.
And he looks malformed. And I'm like, I don't know about this thing. But he's actually so cute. He gets away with mother effing anything.
Oh, yeah.
He's just, no matter what he does, he just looks up at you and goes, love me. And then he needs your kneecap with razor blades and needles.
Yeah,
no, they're called
love.
Murder mitten. Murder
That's
mitten.
Exactly what mine is doing right now. He is making mince meat out of my arm. It's just like, I need you. And I'm like, oh my God, it hurts.
Well, our Gremlin is a sweet little kitty. He is now over 3 years old, but he was a feral cat born under our trailer.
This one was feral too, but then rescued, and then we rescued from there. Whatever. This one, if I ignore him longer than he likes, he will find a way to climb up to my shoulder and then headbang me so he knows I love him, and then he slides down my chest so I have to catch him with my arm and have one arm busy. He won't just climb up and stand on two shoulders, and he won't let us clip his nails, so he's really a nightmare.
We have two cats right now and two dogs, but Joe lost his princess, and her name was Dog, the Duchess of Gluttony.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
And that is probably the only cat I've ever had cock block me.
Well, the first day
didn't that we share him. As long as she got to sleep on top of him, she was evil to anybody else. That, like, even my kids couldn't even cuddle with him. She got to sit in his lap first.
Well, the first time that we got Gremlin in, Suzanne gave him a bath, and we just looked at him and go, "That's Gremlin." He's just his big ears sticking out of his big head that just looks all plastered down. It had to be a gremlin. Yeah. Okay, well right sports now we ball have, is over for tonight.
So we right now we have two cats. We got a ginger. His name is Galileo. And then we have, he's like a calico, but most white.
I just picked it back up.
Hold on. Quick aside, and then back to cats. Show of hands. Who thinks that the cataclysmic ending to sports ball being like 26 seconds after the dropping ball is just a coincidence?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Go sports ball. Wait, what?
Back to cats.
Sports ball.
It's all a scam, is all I'm saying.
Are you playing pickleball?
That's super popular.
Anyhow, we have two black cats that are brothers from the same litter. And then we have Gremlin, who was born under the trailer. And that's all we got.
Only ball I ever
thought
played.
I ran over Spud, and I brought him home, and we were calling him Potato, and then Spud, while we were trying to find him a home, and then he
became
Spud.
Potato.
Well, he's a white cat, man, with he has, like, a couple of markings, like, and he has half a mustache, and his tail is like a tabby, and he has a spot on his back that looks like a tabby mix, but the rest of him is white.
Careful, because Mr. Miyagi said, "Quick, just like a grape."
Well, he was packing peanuts across the road, and I thought I'd run him over.
I think I neglected to mention that Gremlin is a tuxedo.
That must have been a terrifying moment to you. I might have cried if that happened to me, and I'm pretty tough.
Well, I got out, and I'm like sitting there doing the pray to God, you know, watch Riz, you know, watch wallet. Forehead, crouch, whatever, and I'm like, please tell me I did not run over a cat that I did. It was just a windy day, and he just out of the blue started chasing popcorn, packing peanuts.
Spectacles, testicles, wallet,
like,
cigars.
Hi, how are you? Friendly, and I'm ready to go home with you. It's like, okay.
Oh, that was the day you met?
Yeah.
Oh, weird. Cool.
So he came home, tried to find him a home. He became ours.
Well, I think I need to go spend more time with my wife. She's hearing me do all this, but she's not participating. And now that we are in another year.
Welcome to being married, sir.
Give her a headset.
I don't have one that reaches that far. I don't think we have any Bluetooth headsets now.
Oh, Bluetooth doesn't work. It's push-to-talk
That's
only.
That's not my fault. I sent you a whole bunch of Bluetooth headsets.
I thought I sent the one back to fix, and I don't know about a whole bunch. You had the one really good one, and the neck snapped, and then the earpiece. The wire is so thin it would break just by looking at it, funny.
And the skull candies.
Those are really hard to re-tin and re-solder, but, I mean, if the buds are good, sometimes it's worth it. I used to solder buds and connectors in the olden days. And skull candies are awesome, yes.
You've picked my subject.
Well, I've got these Sennheisers now, and they're fine.
Discussion when it comes to soldering headphones.
When he goes to
really enjoy the
Joe,
what is it? The one more triple drivers.
Joe, turn up your gain, please. Your mic gain.
On my Bluetooth headset.
Your mic that you're talking into it's really hard to hear you because you're too quiet.
Well, I'm going to be a lot quieter. I will talk to you next year.
Happy New Year.
And hopefully I will get some time talking to Pokey in the meantime. And I know I get to talk to Joe every week.
Is that
better?
Dev Random, Moss, you can at least email Dev Random and that'll forward to me.
Dev Random at?
Sorry. devrandom-podcast.info.
Okay.
I can put it in text if you're going to leave the channel open. You can just copy and paste it.
Okay. Boss, you gonna watch the Sun Bowl tomorrow?
Sun Bowl, who's playing?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Oh, I don't know. We got the free 5-day trial of DirecTV, so we can watch some games.
Well, I'm from El Paso. I'm an El Paso native, and my parents were telling me all the stuff's been going on. The team's got their customary boots, but my parents didn't know who the team was either. We just kind of avoid that area of town.
I've never actually been to El Paso. I've been across all the north of New Mexico, and I've been across, I've been down as far as Amarillo, and then across to Oklahoma City, And I have also been in the Dallas Allen area. Hey, but I have never been to El Paso.
Hey, anyone?
You go for the food, man. The food is fantastic.
Where?
Well, I'm a Whataburger guy, Texas. So you can get me there.
Which food? Sit-down restaurant food or street food or?
Just a couple of places that have been around for 100 years. It's one of the oldest towns in Texas.
Okay, Whataburger, so sit-down place.
Whataburger should be.
Cool.
But so what El Paso was originally was just the Army base, and they built up around it. And then you have the University of Texas at El Paso, UTEP, which is the first geological mining school in the United States.
Can you hear me now?
Oof.
Little too hot.
Yeah, a little buzzy.
A little too hot.
I'm looking at that link took me to urandom.podcast.info, and that's not an email address. I do not see an email address here.
There should be a contact us somewhere. I didn't build
there
a website.
There is, but it's blank.
And I'm incredibly lucky when I can even remember the name of it. I'm not the system. It's the other guys just let me play with them.
Links in here. Feedback. Get in touch with us. Twitter, Facebook, email, blank, Mastodon, blank, other, blank.
How about email?
How's that?
It's blank.
Is it real? I'll have to tell Lyle. He's our sysadmin.
Okay, the get in touch with us is linked. And
did you guys remember a movie there you called Zardoz with Sean Connery in it?
Say it again or spell it.
Zardoz.
Yes.
Apparently that takes place in 2023, and it's making the meme of the clothing choices of Sean Connery at that movie.
That was a really weird movie. I'm not sure I've actually seen it, but I've seen a lot of stills from it.
Okay, still, no one has pronounced it clearly or spelled it for me.
Zardoz. Z-A-R-D-O-Z.
Is that the one where he's wearing like the over-the-shoulder Speedo?
Yeah.
Okay, so what? So he made a movie with a Speedo. What's the point?
Can you hear me now?
Much better, yeah.
Yes.
Anyways.
Okay.
I've never seen that movie either to be able to tell you anything about it.
I've never seen it either. It just, whatever. It's a funny picture to put, like, you know, a caption under. They call it memes now. That's not what a meme is. Rotten kids. Get off my lawn.
Okay. It's pokey@urandom-podcast.info. There you go.
Thank you. And forgive me, I'll never remember that.
as to headsets, I solder a lot of headsets.
Yes, and he does.
My current favorite ones to solder the earpieces on after 3D printing my own casing for them is the OnePlus triple driver, or the one more triple driver.
Joe.
What?
Slower. Do it again, slower.
One more triple drivers with custom casings.
Deeper.
And MMCX connectors.
The one more triple driver.
You're speaking my language, Joe. I used to solder many times. Yeah, I know. I thought you were gonna go sit with your wife.
I was. You gave me something to follow up on an email, and I'm still following up on it. Okay. Bye bye.
Later, dude. Nice meeting you.
And
peace. Happy New Year.
I've been here the last couple of years besides this one, so we probably talked last year and the year before, but
Paula says Happy New Year as well.
No, well, I think last year and the year before I didn't stay long. It was just shouting over shouting. And
yeah, last year I left the thing on all day and I came in every now and again.
Yep. No, but I also like every pair of LG had what neckband headphones that I can get a hold of, I convert to MMCX, specifically because I know that they're going to quit making all neckband headphones soon.
Wait, what's a neckband headphone?
A headphone that fits around your neck.
Moss, go sit with your wife.
Neckband headset?
yeah, what is a neck... Okay, sorry. I forgot that someone was getting us back on track. Track. I'm sorry.
Look up the LG HBS 770s. That's a neckband headphone.
Oh, okay. A girl at work loves these. I never tried them. Okay, so what's up with them? I have no idea.
Well, they had everybody likes the true wireless ones. I find them one way too easy to lose, and two, the battery life really sucks.
Is True Wireless the brand, or is this a
category? It's a type. It's a category. It's the in-ear ones that are basically just the piece that fits in your ear, like the Apple iPods.
All the generic ones are just,
Yeah, the shove in your ear, have no cable, and are you easily lose one side.
No, dude, they've been the best thing. I used to solder headphones together for mono headphones. I would cut Skullcandy 2XLs in half and solder a 3.5 millimeter plug on the end of each one.
Oh yeah,
because I just love. Have you done that?
No, I've done a whole series of I've even mentioned it on Mintcast multiple times when I've been.
Have you
doing.
Mentioned it on HPR?
I have not, but I've been buying these $1 and $2 and $3 Bluetooth devices that are with really crappy drivers on them, and yanking the drivers off, 3D printing a new casing for it, and giving it a 3.5 millimeter plug so that I can use them with MMCX.
That's so dope. You have no excuse not to make an HPR about that. Ken would say if he was here.
It's a fairly simple project. I mean, I do design, redesign the
understand
the
in your head with your skill set, it's a completely approachable project for anyone with a certain level of skills. And you're right, it's low, but lots of people have no idea. That's what you make the HPR about. You just go here's the couple simple little steps, go find something that costs nothing and experiment. And if it doesn't work, no problem, you've learned something. The next one might.
Well, maybe I will.
Please do. That's what HPR is about. We're all here in HPR's show. That's what HPR is about.
Well, it really is a simple enough project. The hardest part was the 3D design and getting it all put together correctly and making
sure.
It so that you can take it back apart without having it all glued together. So that way you can
prototyping. That's the artwork part.
Yeah. And I've had so much fun doing it. If Moss was still here, he could tell you that, you know, they probably got tired of hearing about it.
And he would.
I can attest to that.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably listening. He'll come back in a
second. Yeah. Was that Honky talking about being tired about hearing my Bluetooth project?
Right.
Oh, you guys just answered my next question. I was going to ask if Mr. Magoo was Honky Magoo. What's up, brother?
Hey, how we doing?
Great. How are you?
Good.
Long time no see.
Right.
Hey, there's Gorkon. Do you see him in the audio test room?
Yes.
Okay. He drove me away from the Linux community one time, and I would like to tell him that, like, I love him. And it, you know, I knew it wasn't his fault. We just weren't in the same headspace.
No, but with that,
hey, Gorkon, are you here, Gorkon?
I am finally, yes.
Dude, I just was telling these guys when you popped into the audio test, I spotted you. And I spotted you in the audio test 2 weeks ago with the other you random guys. And I was just saying, you drove me away from the Linux community at one point. You absolutely drove me away. And I was so mad at you about it. And I just want to say, like, I love you. I forgive you. I hope you forgive me. It was like stupid. You know, we disagreed on something. You hurt my feelings on something, and I took it too personally. But you know, I don't want it to be personal.
You didn't realize when we were talking smack about Joel earlier.
No, I did not know. If you're telling me that Gorkon's real name is Joel, no, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Also, I've been putting myself on deafen so you guys knew I wasn't listening for about half the night while I wandered around the house. So you may have done it when I was deafened as well.
Okay.
So, well, my apologies for that then.
Well, you're forgiven. Do you remember what it was? Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
I have no idea.
So I came on Tilt to promote the first HPR New Year's Eve show.
And, oh, gosh, that was a long time ago now.
Yes. And you kept going, like, so here's the thing that you do. It drives everybody on the planet nuts. I don't know if anyone's told you or not, but it did it to me.
Oh, I've told him.
You go, anyway, and it's the most dismissive thing I've ever seen any human being do. And it's infuriating to me and to a lot of people who I've talked to. And it drove me nuts that night, too. And you backed it up that night, not just by dismissing me like that, but when we were talking about Hacker Public Radio, you were like, oh, Hack 5? Yeah, I know your podcast. Like, that was, you know, 10, 15 minutes into the conversation. You weren't even listening. Yeah, yeah. No, dude, you were totally
harsh.
You were, no, people saw it. People in the chat room saw it. And I came back at you, and I came back with some pretty, pretty harsh attacks. Just in text. It was shows later. I was so offended because I came as a representative of HPR. If it was just me talking about my own bullshit, whatever, dude, smack me down, I don't care. It's just because I was representing HPR. And
my apologies. I didn't mean to do that. But
apologies.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
No, apologies accepted. But I want to apologize for like the very next tilts, I came back on, was in the chat room and full bore unloaded on you. And I apologize. I had a complete like 20 minute argument that I came up with in my head, and I don't even think you saw it. And I was so mean and harsh and awful, and I apologize for that. And I
probably hope- correct. But yeah, I didn't mean to be that way, and
I've already forgiven you. I'm asking for your forgiveness now.
You have it. So
all right, thank you. All right. Anyway. Then I hope we can move on. Anyway.
Yeah.
Careful. Look, seriously, careful. Look,
Joel forgives Rich every other week, so
I do.
Well, you at least pretend to.
I just finished watching a great game, but my team lost by 1 point.
Moss was just talking about that game.
Yeah, you know what we were just talking about, Gorkon?
No.
Have you ever soldered headphones together or built a set of headphones?
No. I have soldered stuff together before, of course, but not headphones.
Joel also knows that this is, once again, my topic.
No, this is not your topic. This is universal. Everyone's done this. Gorkon, we're trying to bring you into the circle.
I am in my garage right now. There are literally 150 headsets within like 10 feet of me, and all of them have seen my soldering iron.
If you'd like to send me one, I'll take it.
You know, I do send them out. I do send them out on occasion. Do you MMCX?
I don't know what that is. Could you use a couple of Sans Eclipse?
Oh, you know who could use the Sans Eclipse?
Dan
would love the Sans Eclipse.
Double N Dan?
Yes, Double N Dan.
Oh, all right, cool. I got it. I'll email him. Thank you. Yeah, but Ken Fallon sent me a pile of them, and some of them work. In fact, most of them work. And they're not for me. They were for me to mail to people. One of the guys I'm supposed to mail it to, I'm a lazy asshole because I have something else for him that I haven't finished in years. The other guy is in India, won't give me a mailing address. I don't. He would feel guilty if I like put postage on a thing that's meant for him, you know. But whatever.
No, Dan loves that particular model of MP3 player, and he loves to break him. Upset.
Love Dan so much, so hard. In fact, if you see Dan, tell him Pokey said he's building Hirachis on his dining room table right now.
Hirachis, yeah.
Please tell him that. I've got one set cut out, one set strung, needs fitted, and one set still in my head from my own feet.
Yeah, but maybe I can send you one of the 3D printed bands and the 3D printed casings and the 3.5mm and an MMCX cable. And then you like your Shure SE 215s are MMCX.
So
if you look that up, it'll show you what MMCX is. Shure SE 215.
Thank you for walking me through that a second time slowly. That's really beneficial right now.
So what is your printer of choice, or printers of choice, I should say?
Well, yeah.
No, I don't see what's unique about this cable.
The connector. It's mine.
Where is the connector?
Glenn has like 300.
Left shoulder, right shoulder, middle of your back?
I don't have 300.
Right at the buds? 30, the buds are on the connector?
20,
yes.
I don't know.
The buds are on the connector.
Okay, all right.
I have two CR10s. I have a Mono Price Maker Select V2.
Same here.
I have an Elgu Saturn, and I have an what is the other one? I don't any Qubit Photon.
Right now, and, I'm watching my
V2,
and I have the Mono Price Maker Select V2, but it's been sitting over in the corner for quite a while now, doing nothing because it keeps getting harder and harder to get parts for.
Is he breaking up for anybody else, or is it just me?
Am I breaking up?
No, just you. So what is the benefit of this little connector? It looks like it probably snaps in pretty positively, and does it flex?
The thing about the connector is, well, I make my own headsets, right? Well, I take other headsets, I give them casings, and I give them that connector. So I have the one more triple drivers with an MMCX connector on it. And I have multiple of those, but those drivers in particular are much more expensive than the LG headsets that I get for like $5 each because they're broken and I fix them. Expensive headsets,
gotcha.
And all I have to do is move the earpieces to whatever LG is charged at the time.
So you're buying drivers that have this plug on it, you're building the shoulder harness.
I'm buying
part.
Drivers and putting that plug on it.
Oh, you're solder. Okay, you're doing actual solder work in there. That's dope. Oh,
yeah, I'm making a new casing to go around outside of that driver. You know, I'm taking it completely out of the casing, putting it in my 3D printed casing with an MMCX connector and soldering to the driver and to the MMCX connector and putting it all together. Yeah, okay.
Okay, I thought the 3D printed part was just the part on your shoulders, not the part in your gear. No, that's cool.
I also have 3D printed one of those.
Interesting.
Several of those.
Well, yeah, I figured in your spare time. Come on, Joe. We don't think you're lazy. Well,
do you want to jump on Jitsi and I'll show you the stuff?
I don't have Jitsi. I don't know. Dude, I told you guys I was a liar.
Go to a website.
You know, that actually really sounded sexual. You want to jump on Jitsi? I'll show you the stuff.
Hey, that's a little perverted, you know. I want to show you my handiwork.
Maybe
somebody's
going to
get some handiwork done. Wait.
Maybe it was sexy, George, but why'd you have to spoil it on me?
Right?
I'm sorry. It's what I do.
I'll tell you what. Instead.
Oh, there's Honky. I see him. Honky's seen most of my work, so let me give you the link, and you can jump on here. And I'll
I'm just
going
to go in the Dev Random room. That used to be one of our rooms. That used to be actually our podcast.
I don't Dev Random room. Here, just jump on.
Here's the link. I get in the listening booth. Try it.
Yeah.
Here's the link. Go.
Excuse me. Man, I need to mute that.
Yeah, I have been.
Push to talk, Honky.
Yeah, that's right, man. I do have a...
You can push the chuckle, but push the belch seems personal.
Yeah, there you go. I do have a project I've been needing to solder, but I just haven't had time to do it. I got all the parts made and mounted, 3D printed for an Atari-style joystick, but with arcade quality controls, so with micro switches and stuff like that. It's just needed. I just haven't had time to tear apart the old joystick because I'm going to basically use a cable that came with an older Atari Pro Line joystick and just attach them right.
All right, Joel.
Yep.
Hold your horses.
Anyway.
Sure. You're going to have to mute on Jitsi, Pokey.
Yeah.
Yep. Where is it?
It's right in the bottom in the center.
Go for it.
Hey, are we going to Jitsi?
No. I'm just showing stuff on Jitsi.
He just showed me something.
Oh, okay. So it's a sexual thing for you. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
There you go.
And Honky likes to watch, so.
It's more of a psychosexual. It's meeting someone who, you know, jives on that second level is rare. Be right back.
Okay, so this is the Bluetooth thing that, I took, if I have a box left. Ah, here we go. I took one of these. Yeah, we can hear you. I took one of these, cheap as shit, like $2, stripped off the headsets and 3D printed a casing and gave it a 3.5 millimeter jack and a shirt clip, essentially. And let me see. I just had the 3D printed. No. Oh, that's Honky. So here's another one. And yeah, that's Honky.
Yes, that's me.
And then this is like a completed one right here. It's just different coloring. It makes it a little easier to see. So you can see I did this in gray. And then the outer, I did that in actually, a whitish color, a skin color. And so this is a neck band. Oh, no, this is audiobook listening. This is not what I use for podcasting. I also use these. But no, these are excellent for music, seriously. Because these are the one more triple drivers that I use, and it's just an MMCX connection, and these are bog standard LG HPS. I think these are the 1100s. Yeah. So then I just have a MMCX connector on this end, and then an MMCX connector on this end, and this sounds so much better. Look, I switched to doing this because I fix cans, you know. Yeah, I like sound quality, audiobooks. Yeah, well, I've actually, my brother rides a motorcycle, and he hates in-ears. Yeah, we're talking on HPR. Well, I'm talking on HPR. Are you not talking on HPR? You need to mute the Jitsi and unmute on HPR, because my sound is going over HPR.
I am sorry. I thought you told me to do the exact opposite.
Your sound is going
opposite.
Over HPR.
It is now. Okay. I was doing the exact opposite. I'm sorry. I misheard you.
Yeah, so, like, this is...
Let me please repeat for the HPR audience. What you got there is a cool looking box. It's right. That I would have stuck in my shirt pocket, but instead you're building it into over the shoulder Bluetooth holders.
Right.
And you've got a standard connector to like a dope set of homemade printed earbuds with dope drivers in them.
Yes, exactly.
This is fucking bitching, and you need to do an HPR about this.
Right, and the reason I started using the one more triple drivers is because I got really used to the Sony XB700s and their sound quality with the larger printed ear cups, and also the what is this? These are the Skullcandy Hesh 3s. No, these aren't the Hesh 3s. These are the Crushers. I have a whole bunch of Hesh 3s. Hesh 3s are great because the Hesh 3s are the easiest to repair thing, and you can 3D print all the parts for them, and my kids love them. But the sound quality on these were so good that when I switched back to the LG HBSs, the sound quality was so terrible that I just couldn't listen to them. And so I put better drivers on them, and that made them usable again. And now it's getting harder and harder to get the one more triple drivers. So I also have been using, now the Samsung Level U's are a terrible neckband headset, but they have great drivers on them, and I can get them really cheap. So I have a few sets of those. I also...
Can I show you a really cool piece of gear? Hang on 1 second. I got to step away.
You knew what was going to happen as soon as you started talking the subject, didn't you, Honky?
Oh, yeah.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.